these teams? I mean, most of the teams that you're meeting with, are they 3-4 teams, 4-3?
I met with both, 3-4 and 4-3. I feel like I'm versatile. I could play either one.
Have you met with the Ravens at all? Have you been scheduled?
I met with the Ravens last night.
Do you have a formal?
A formal, yes.
Okay. Talk about your ability. I mean, you're one of the better defenders here. Tell everybody what you bring to the table.
Well, personally, I feel like I bring, you know, everything you need as a defender to the table. I play with a lot of passion and a lot of energy, and just I'm really physical. I've shown that I can make plays in the open field, that I can drop into coverage. Throughout my career, my coach has moved me all around the defense. I played over 3 techniques and beat guards. I've stood up and rushed from the middle. I've dropped into coverage and came back and covered guys coming out the backfield. And I've just displayed my speed consistently and what I can do as I feel like as a 4-3 defensive end and an outside linebacker. I haven't. Most of the guys that I watch is guys like Von Miller. I mean, when I think of myself as a football player, I try to compare myself to what he does and his athleticism and his versatility and how, you know, the Broncos use him and move him around. I think I'm that same kind of player. Yes, I've talked to 3-4 teams and 4-3 teams. I would say a little bit more towards the 3-4 side, but I definitely talked to the 4-3 teams as well. I think it means a lot to my mom, especially growing up where I grew up. Not many people get to say they experience the opportunity that I'm experiencing right now. And so, you know, my mom's back home watching me and has been supporting me every step of the way. So it's definitely big for her, and, you know, I'm glad I can make her proud.
Did you get a chance to talk to Blake
Sims
at all about that hit?
Yeah, actually, me and Blake train together. So, you know, I talk to Blake every day about it. And, you know, honestly, you know, it's a football play and it happened. And me and Blake are actually pretty good friends. You know, I've talked to his family and, you know, they just kind of talked to me and said anytime I'm in their area, and I'm welcome to have a place to stay. So, you know, I got over it. He got over it. And, you know, like I said, it's a football play that happened and it's done. Just playing, you know, a good team like Alabama with that kind of elite skill level, you know, I just really tried to bring the highest level of play from myself that I could. And just one thing I learned from just going after quarterbacks is, especially going to the NFL, I got to aim a lot lower and wrap up their legs instead of trying to get a hit on them and just bring them to the ground. That'll probably be the safer thing to do.
What'd you play at this season?
This season I played between about 243 and 239. Towards the end of the season, I got towards the 239 range. But at the beginning of the season, I weighed 248. But I cut weight because I was at about 20% body fat, and I didn't like how it felt. So I put on the most muscle mass I've ever had and PR'd in all of my lifts as far as lifting, running, and explosion, and played at 243, which I felt was a better weight, and I was at a far better body fat percentage.
So in the NFL, you consider your current weight, I mean, this is what you're going to weigh, and this is what you should weigh, 245-ish.
Honestly, I have a high metabolism, so at school, it was just really hard for me to put on good weight and continue to have a good schedule of eating. But as far as my training goes, my weight has been going up just fine, and I feel by at least my pro day, I would even be 250, if not more, if I continue to eat and work out how I'm working.
Do you have a target weight in mind?
Well, my target weight was anywhere between 245 and 250, and I'm right where I kind of shot to be. And honestly, I could gain another 5 pounds and still feel just as fast and as explosive as I've shown on film this year and be comfortable.
Yesterday, Marcus Golden bragged about your first step. Where did that come from? When did you first realize you had that?
Well, I never really realized it. I just kind of, you know, key the ball and just try to get a good step. And, you know, I learned as a defensive lineman, that's the best thing that you can do if you get that good step. And most of the time, you get it good enough, you're able to beat offensive linemen out of their stance. And as I started kind of understanding that was the advantage that I had and the skill that I've been blessed with, you know, I just kind of used it more to my advantage, and it worked out for me.
Where do you see yourself growing in this draft? Do you have a goal in mind?
Well, that's not really up to me, but of course I'd like to be top 10, top 5. I mean, that's any football player's dream, something I've wanted to do since I was a child. But, you know, I think through my film and through my work ethic and what I'm going to show people I can do, you know, the judgment will be made by those teams. And, you know, hopefully I'm lucky enough to be blessed to be one of the top 10 guys picked up.
Shane, what do you think separates you from the other pass rushers?
Having a top lineman, top lineman that has success in the NFL.
Definitely. Coach Kuhl is an excellent coach as far as it goes with defensive line. I mean, you can list the number of guys that he has in the NFL that have had excellent careers at Mizzou, but it's also translated to the league. I mean, Alden Smith and, I mean, my big brother Sheldon Richardson is a testament to, you know, his coaching and what he puts in us as defensive linemen. So I feel like at the next level, I'll be able to do the same thing. Well, the noise to me is the comparisons, the people saying, is he better than this? Is he short? Is he 6'1"? Is his arms short? Can he really run what he do? Can he really do all the things that people speculate about me? And that's just noise to me. And I kind of laugh about it because I'm like, I don't know who told everybody I was 6 foot. I'm taller than that, and I don't have short arms. But, you know, I always find something to motivate me in everything that I do. And, you know, sometimes you might have to look at the media and comparisons and, you know, push yourself a little bit harder just to prove everybody wrong. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do my whole life is prove everybody the kind of elite football player that I am and what I can be.
In your interviews with NFL teams, have they been asking a lot of questions about your weight, like we just been asking?
Not really. They asked me what I weighed in, and I told them, you know, I weighed in at 245, and they were happy with that, honestly. They said, you know, that's a great weight for me. I told them as well that I could probably get to 250 and still be very comfortable holding my speed and my explosiveness, and I haven't heard a complaint from any teams.
With so many edge guys projected in the first round, what's your goal for the
Washington defensive lineman, Danny Shelton, Cody May. Washington defensive lineman, Danny Shelton, Cody May.
But still, where do you want to make your mark?
Well, I think the first way that I made my mark was my season. My production and my stats honestly speak for themselves in the conference that I did it in. And when I think about the kind of player that I am and my determination, I'm a competitor. And with all respect to those two guys, I want to be the best to come out point blank, period. And, you know, unfortunately tomorrow I won't be able to perform because of an injury I had in my bowl game with my foot. So everything that is listed for tomorrow as far as the 40 and all athletic drills, I'll be doing on my pro day. I'm a player that I really honestly don't feel like I'm, you know, perfect at all. Every day I work hard and ask my coach, you know, what can I work on? Can my hand placement get better? Can my steps get better on my stunts? Can my pass rush improve? So with me, I'm constantly trying to find areas to improve myself. And I just learned that from watching, you know, greats such as like Derek Thomas and Lawrence Taylor and listening to Michael Strahan talk about how these guys every day in practice would try to perfect their skill. And that's just kind of how I carry myself every day. Well, definitely, when you see all of these coaches, it just kind of blows your mind because you're so used to seeing them on TV and them having the elite guys that they're coaching. But, you know, with me, I'm myself. I go out and I have good character, and I feel like when I speak, you know, I'm able to show that. And, you know, I'm relaxing. I don't really feel too much pressure, and I honestly think that, you know, teams like me for that.
If you're going to play at 6'3", 245, 250, what's the best way to set the edge against the run in the league?
Well, setting the edge is simply just off of your hand placement and your explosiveness off the ball. I feel like this season I faced offensive linemen that were 6'8 and 6'9 and 350 pounds, and I set the edge easily just as good as anybody else in the nation. And it's simply just coming from placing your hands in the right place and having a good base, and I did that. So in the run game, people think I'm just a pass rusher, but I'm not. I take a lot of pride in the run game, being physical. I mean, my solo tackles speak for themselves as well. You know, I'm chasing guys down across the field, and I just like to think of myself as a complete player.
What was your weight when you got to Missouri?
When I got to the University of Missouri, I weighed 215 pounds. Well, every team that I've talked to that runs a 3-4 defense has actually pulled up my film, and they have film of me dropping into coverage and making open field tackles. And, you know, honestly, I think they're pretty pleased with what they see. And my confidence and my work ethic will show that any system that I go into, I can fit in, and I'm able to do whatever the coach needs for me to do.
That's one there.
Not yet.
When you're talking to coaches and scouts and GMs in the meeting, what are you trying to get across to
My main message is for all these coaches and GMs is just I'm your guy. If you need somebody to go attack from anywhere on the field and be unstoppable, if I get a one-on-one, I'm going to win it. You want a guy that you want to make the play in third down and go get the quarterback, strip the quarterback, I'll go do that. And, you know, that's what I did for my team. When they needed for me to do something to make a play or go chase down a guy with the football, I was the guy to go do that. So,
ready, willing, and able.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.